Welcome back, college best friends.
Thank you, Griffin, for that introduction. I'm Soph.
I'm Ryan. Ryan. You know, one of the two.
You say Rin now because I say
implemented it into my brain. That's what I was looking for.
Thank God.
Thank you.
We have some very special guests very in special studio with guests. Us today. And by in studio, we mean in my bedroom.
Because that's where we record.
It's exciting. So we have some of the cast members / creator of the hit series.
It's great. They have 9 episodes.
The hit series Dungeon Party.
Dungeon Party.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum. It is a great series where can you find it?
YouTube.com/ Dungeon Party Show.
Wow. So here we have Blake Peebles, creator of Dungeon Party, Griffin O'Connor, cast member, and Alyssa Crook, cast member and possible also creator. I assume she's a creator. She probably does everything.
Oh, wow, what is assuming?
That's not true.
Blake is shaking his head, no.
I assumed wrong, guys.
She's the mini painter, though.
Your voice is so the audience knows who your voices are.
Hi, I'm Alyssa.
I'm Griffin.
I'm Blake. We also film in my bedroom, too.
Oh, my God.
So
that's
no way. I feel like that's a very college entrepreneurial thing. Do we have space? No. Do we have a budget? No. But we have our hearts and we have our bedrooms.
And we have a nice college bedroom.
Yeah. You have a nice college bedroom?
I do. Yeah. I got one of the best bedrooms in my house.
Why
don't
we film or record in your bedroom?
We should.
Oh. We're revealing some tea on this show
getting
today.
Getting real right away.
Ready. We should. But we don't.
Do you want to sleep under a table?
Nope.
Okay.
Blake sleeps under a table.
Wait, Blake, can you explain what
this
that means?
This just in, Blake sleeps
what
under a table.
Mean?
Okay, so Dungeons & Dragons, you got to play it. You have to have a table to play it. And we wanted a big, nice table.
Okay.
Of course, there's not room for both a big, nice table and a full bed in my room. So I just put the mattress under the table and that's where I sleep.
It's like a bunk bed.
Yeah. But like a really sad
bunk bed. Oh.
He's innovative.
Okay.
He's a fun guy.
Hey, he's resourceful.
When you need.
You know what?
Yeah.
I feel like it's the main characteristic of college students is that we're
resourceful.
We know how to make do under the most like scant of circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Good word, scant.
Yeah, she's very smart.
That was
oh my
solid.
God, I was at work today and I had to sound like I was really sophisticated. And
scant?
No, but I've been trying not to say like.
She's
I was in the car.
She's like.
I was in the car like with Larry, of Larry Singer Studios. Oh. Shameless promotion. and he doesn't like when you say like in the middle of a right. sentence. This is normal. Ryan just smoked in case.
I jewel during our podcast.
I was
you guys
just watching
didn't
the
know.
Clouds. It was fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. He does that every single episode.
Every single episode.
Usually it's the two of us sitting across from each other and we have a guest. It's Miash Mariahu.
I know you're recording. I need my key.
Fantastic. Guys, we have
okay. Miash Mariahu is in studio right now. She's wearing a new sweater. You can't see it, but she looks thebomb.com.
My famed roommate, Miash Mariahu. Do you want to say?
Slide in the DMs, especially if you have money. Bye.
We say slide in the DMs all the time. No one slides into our DMs.
No one has slid into our DMs yet.
Do you guys have an Instagram for
we,
this?
Not yet. Because we are in college and we're in finals week and we don't have time to make
that's
an Instagram
correct.
Until break.
That's fair.
So
let's get right into it. I mean, Alyssa kind of got right into it with the read.
I liked it. So can you... You read them a little bit. Can you guys explain to us?
Well, actually...
Oh, I'm already being...
No. Because I know you're going to ask like a serious question, but I want to get this question out of the way first.
Oh, fine.
So this question is actually for Alyssa because you're the only one who watches Riverdale.
Okay.
How caught up are you?
Are you on season 3? Are you on season 3 or no?
I'm not on season 3, but I know... Oh, I know, no.
My
I know
God.
About G&G.
Okay.
I know about G&G.
Because... How much is D&D, Dungeons & Dragons,
related
like
to
G&G,
right.
Griffins and Gargoyles?
So,
Griffin, I'm pointing to Griffin,
and
Gargoyles.
Blake, I'm pointing to Blake right now.
Because
I'm a gargoyle.
What I know of G&G, they're very similar in RPG role-playing game
Ooh.
Format, although G&G controls, spoiler alert,
yeah,
everybody in Riverdale when they play the game.
Yeah.
What?
So
there's
we
like
don't have that. We don't
so
have
it's
that power.
If you die in the game, you
die
in real life.
Yeah.
Unlike D&D where they do not actually kill themselves or die.
And there's no like magical gargoyle king who
exactly.
like rules over
there's a
in
there's a dungeon.
Real life.
They're also
keep going.
The way they play G&G, it's like a pre-made adventure,
that's,
which is
yes.
something that you can get in D&D, but our adventure comes from Blake's brain.
So for people who do not know D&D, which is me and Sophia Richter.
The only two people.
We actually, yeah, the two of us do not know the rules of D&D, how to play D&D. We know that
it's been explained to me yes, many multiple times. We know it's like in one ear, out the other.
We know it's a cultural phenomenon. We know that.
Are they going to say we know it's a cult?
Oh, it's also that. It is. We know that it has had like almost like a rebirth, I feel. Like it was a bigger game like back in the day and like it just like resurfaced and stuff.
I feel like, because it came out in like what, the 70s?
Wow.
It
was
Gary Gygax, the first edition was super long ago.
And then like recently, I feel like it sort of had a resurgence. There's like a lot of like podcasts and like this whole thing with like Critical Role too was like a big thing for it.
Yeah, do you want to explain what old thing was?
The old thing is still happening. Critical Role, I think Critical Role and Stranger Things are the two things that made D&D popular because they play it wrong, but I'm not going to get into that.
And Stranger Things, they play it wrong?
They do play it wrong. Why? They're playing an older edition. Well, because they're...
It's in the 80s, though. They're allowed to have a mistake, right? Oh, Blake is looking at me like I'm wrong.
No, I want to know why he thinks
they are allowed to have mistakes, but they fight a kobold, which is like a really tiny lizard man, and they're like, oh, that's easy, whatever. And then the Demogorgon shows up, and that's a demon prince of the abyss, and that's like one of the hardest monsters you can fight in the game. It just doesn't make any sense.
Oh, that actually exists in D&D?
Yeah, that's a D&D creature, yeah.
I love that they actually took real... like parts of the game into their TV show. That's awesome.
Yeah, and then season 2 of Mind Flayer is also another kind.
Oh, so the whole show based around?
Yeah,
they name their
like when they talk about their party comp, those are like
lingo that you guys use. Like,
wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's why
so
a lot of people are getting into.
Do you explain to us how D&D works in like the simplest of all simple phrases?
Yeah.
For the dumb people.
For the dumb people.
I'm pointing to the dumb
ones. I can take this one. So basically Dungeons and Dragons is collaborative storytelling.
Dragons.
I heard that. Dragons. I have an accent. I don't know. It's not an Oregon thing. I'm from Portland, Oregon, Ryan. I think you know that. You know what you got yourself into when you asked me that.
Correct.
Anyway, it's a collaborative storytelling game where basically one person, the Dungeon Master, which is me for our show, comes up with sort of a world and a bunch of characters and problems, and all the rest of the people build their own characters. They fit into certain archetypes, like different classes. You can be a human or an elf or a dwarf, and you can be a fighter or a paladin, which is like a holy knight or a wizard or stuff like that.
These words make no sense. Oh, the Red Paladin.
That's also in Riverdale
this season. Yep, wow. Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Wasn't when we did... So Alyssa led an all-girls campaign of D&D back in our sophomore year.
Right? Yeah. Sophomore
and
year.
We kind of spent most of it going shopping.
Wasn't
I a paladin?
Yes, you were. Carrion LaGage was a paladin.
Carrion LaGage.
I feel I feel very left out, and I feel like every one of you in this room have at least
No, but I'm such a novice. I don't think...
Yeah, but at least you played the game. I've never played the game before.
Ryan, when we lived in the same room in Italy...
Oh, yes,
Blake and I were
roommates when we were in Italy together, and they had a little cult there as well.
We played a lot of D&D there.
And I was yelled at multiple times to get the fuck out of the room.
Ryan, you yelled at us multiple times.
They were so loud! No, but I've never played. I feel like I'm listening.
I want to play you, and I want you to play me.
Okay, so what if you could archetype us, who would Sophia
be?
Who would I be?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's
Sophia's a gnome.
I'm a bard. Okay,
Sophia's
that sounds great.
Okay, let's do race
first. Let's do races
first,
okay.
So we have gnome.
Oh!
Ryan. Hashtag nervous.
Hashtag...
Is it because you guys think I'm Gollum?
Yes. That's the reason.
Gnomes are a happy, sprightly people born with love.
Oh, you're a happy, sprightly person! I'm honored.
I feel like Ryan's a half-elf because he's like he's too much to be a human, but he's not like a full elf.
Right.
Because
no,
you can
true.
Like still hang out with him.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love Legolas.
Ooh, he's sexy.
I actually, me and Sophia watched all three. Shut up. Me and Sophia watched all three. Lord of the Rings this summer when we were roommates.
I watched it multiple
and
times.
And I cried the entire time.
It's sad.
Oh my god,
you.
I don't think
first
you understand.
Time.
When
was
Ryan
first time
was
watching
the Lord of the Rings, approximately every 5 seconds, he would grip me and be like, they're gonna die. Oh my god, they're gonna die. There's no way they can be gonna be like, Ryan, there's two movies left. There's no way they're gonna die.
Gandalf the White, didn't he die and then came back? No, and then he came back as Gandalf the White.
How'd you feel when Boromir died?
I cried!
That's the first thing, right? That's the first. Oh my god, I was weeping. Okay.
Sean Bean.
Yeah,
no.
But it's Sean Bean.
No, because I was like Game of Thrones. Oh, totally. This is just.
So, what is it like, Blake, having to create a whole world and then to have to kind of like think on your feet every single game and have an answer essentially to every question that you're playing.
Well, if you watch the show, you'll see I don't have an answer to all of the questions.
Well, that's what we want to hear.
But I don't know.
You know what? That's like life. You're not always going to have the answer and you go with it anyway.
A manual, but you don't have
that's, you know what? Hashtag relatable content.
Yeah,
hashtag
snaps. No, it's fun. I mean, I
we're relatable. That's our thing.
That's the draw. It's good. It's fun. I mean, I forget a lot of the stuff in my real life, I think, because my head is full of made-up history for a world that doesn't exist that I created. Mm. Alyssa gets really mad at me because I forget all the things she tells me.
It's not hard to remember.
Yeah,
but you guys live together too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that you should know what she says to you, honey.
I really do try, but I have tinnitus. So I can't hear what she says to me. Oh. And then I don't remember it because I have like a million fake wars in my head that I made up. So.
Oh, wow, that must be hard. Do you dream about these
pretty
things?
Explosive.
Yeah.
Do you all dream in D&D?
Yeah, that's actually a question for you, Blake.
Do you have questions for me?
I feel like you got to.
As the co-host on this show.
Ryan's been replaced with Griff, so for
now. Does D&D ever enter your dreamscape?
Sure. I mean,
like our characters. Have you ever seen
like the two of them playing their characters?
Your characters. I don't know if they've actually come up. Wallace definitely has come up. Wallace is Emily Donegan's character.
Oh, we love them. They're great.
Emily, they're crazy. Uh-huh. And they're playing...
I guess we're gonna have to watch the episodes to
find out. We have not watched any of their episodes. Look. They have not watched any of our episodes. This is
watch yours. There's a podcast.
Why?
You can only listen.
Why do you constantly make us look like fools?
I make us look like idiots.
I feel like that was on me.
How dare you?
No,
it's a constant, thing.
No, he should know better.
I should know better. We're on a podcast. You
can't see the daggers.
She's laughing. It's okay.
Is she laughing or crying?
She's a little bit of both with the two of us. I can't even continue.
So how did you finally decide?
What was the inspiration that made you guys want to actually do this?
And a follow-up question to that, how did you finally get yourselves motivated to do that? I know we kind of have been having
this idea to
have a podcast for a while and have just been putting it off and being like, whatever, we'll get to it. Or like not motivating ourselves enough to do it because we just kind of tell ourselves, oh, we're so busy with other things. This isn't related to school.
Yeah. Right.
How did you kind of motivate yourself? And then you guys, you have to put aside a significant chunk of time each week to do it. How do you kind of motivate yourselves to like actually start?
Well, I mean, for me, I've been wanting to do this forever. And then, yeah, I've been wanting to do something like this forever because I love playing D&D and it's a lot of fun. But then Alyssa told me about Critical Role, which is this big show where a bunch of famous voice actors play D&D for an audience. I'm like, people do that?
Oh.
Fuck, they already did it. But then I decided, you know what, screw it. It's cool because we're not famous voice actors. We're just a bunch of college kids.
Wow, not your average college best friend.
One might say.
I feel like it's cool. We want to try to, like, because the general people who are playing D&D aren't famous voice actors they do, but like it's like just people who want to have fun and whatever, so we want to try to represent that a little bit more.
It's also really fun to play with like people who like are in the theater or who have like,
I feel
an
like
imagination.
It's very big in the theater department now because you all are like acting.
Exactly. You're in theater too. Oh, you meant D&D.
Oh, what was the disclaimer you were going to make?
Yeah. I was going to say, disclaimer, we're all in theater. Disclaimer, we're all in the same friend group. This is not...
We didn't email them to be like, come over to our school.
No, this is not two shows meeting each other. This is really easy to get this.
No, but like, as actors, is it fun to get to like, kind of forget your own life in a sense and like, join this fake world every time?
Yeah.
I love that. I feel like
it's artistically rewarding as well?
I think every theater person should at least try D&D once. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an incredible... It's like a masterclass in character building.
That's, I mean, because the thing is, I only started playing a year ago.
When you went to Aretza,
when I was in Aretza. That was my first time that I had played.
Disclaimer, we all went to Aretza together.
Yeah. Same exact villa. I lived with one of them.
And like, it always...
Actually,
been...
I lived in hell.
She lived in the different...
No, I'm kidding. I loved it.
You had a room in hell while the rest of us were in the villa.
Are you kidding? Myram ended up being the freaking best. Yeah. I had a nice ass bathroom.
You got to get away from all the mess.
It was a mess in that villa.
It was a mess in that villa, honey. It's still a mess now.
I look at it. Honestly, I look back so far.
I know you are.
You are immune. You were saying something. I'm sorry.
No. It's just that, it's really fun to have like a character that like... Because I didn't think about how the characters change, but like when something significant happens to you in D&D, the character has to like react to that and deal with it.
Wow.
So it's kind of fun to like actually have to play drama, despite the fact that it's not there.
And so, like, real life. You guys, do you guys die in these games? Like, and do, like, if you die in the games, do you not come back in the next reincarnation of the game? Or, like, do you just come back every time? Like, what is it?
That can happen.
It depends, really, yeah.
Like, when we played Nerezzo, Kyle, one of the people that played with us, his character died.
Oh!
Yeah. And, like, you do death saving throws in 5th edition D&D, so, like, if you succeed, you stabilize and you don't die, but if you fail, you die.
Wow.
She's a pro.
You're dead forever.
You're dead forever.
Character's dead.
Wow.
Do you, like, not come to the campaign anymore?
Well, there are some... We found the way around.
You've been cut off.
There are, like, clerics and, like, druids and stuff have some spells that can bring people back to life depending on like duration and how high of a level caster you are. So I was a druid and I had the spell reincarnate, so I reincarnated Kyle into a different body.
That's hot. It's very, very nice.
Wow.
And I feel like you guys have your own like family within like this D&D world. Do you guys like make connections as characters and as well as like actual friends?
It's awesome. It's funny. People always ask me, I don't know if they ask you guys this, but like people who watch the show, like the four of them that do, keep asking me like, are they like their characters? And I'm like,
Yeah, kind of. Some of them.
It's cool because I feel like in order to play a good character, like you have to put a bit of yourself into it. And like everybody that I've played D&D with. Everybody I've played with so far, their characters have been at least somewhat connected to them. And like there's definitely parts of me in both of the characters that I played. I actually think more so this one than the other one. But
and so how many people play with you in this game? In Dungeon Party.
I DM and then we have 6 players.
And who are they? Name them so you can name drop them.
Us two.
So Griffin and Alyssa.
Elena.
Norman.
Emily Donegan. And Michael Massey.
And Pete.
And Peter Carroll.
Peter Carroll.
Wow, so it's is every episode the same people, or do people leave? Come?
We try. Okay. It depends on people's schedules. Like, we've had to be missing Emily for the last couple of them because they're on our show.
Yes.
And Michael Skypes in when he can because he's on a world tour, a countrywide tour. He's doing some children's show across the country, Phantom Toll Booth.
That's a good one. With Enchanted.
Yeah, with Enchanted.
Yeah. Wow, great. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Post-grad life.
Right.
Yeah. And
we are all seniors here, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, do you guys want to talk about maybe, I don't know, it doesn't have to be related to D&D, but what it's like being a college student right now? Any tips, any tricks you have?
Balancing or your college
balancing
homework, and then also your podcast, your videos.
We have a podcast. They have a show.
Ours also has a podcast aspect
Oh my god.
It's Dungeon Party Poopers.
Yes. Well, no, that's different. It's a Dungeon Party Podcast DPP, which really none of our acronyms are good.
That does not sound like a fun acronym.
None of our acronyms are good.
DPP
is...
never mind.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. We call it DPS, just to be safe.
DPing. Continuing on.
Nice.
Thank you.
But yeah, what is it like actually creating something that's not related to school, that's kind of more of a passion project for you, and then balancing being a student?
Do you guys go to class?
I'm out of skips. Senioritis hit like junior year. I think it's fulfilling. It's really nice because oftentimes I think, especially now that we're like 4 years in at this point, a lot of the work that we're doing, we're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, we're studying the things that we're passionate about, but there's just so much to do. But it's really cool to be able to like make stuff that you just want to make, and that feels awesome. Yeah.
It's also just fun. Yeah. Like, it's not... I thought it was going to be a lot more stressful than it is, but it's just us playing D&D in front of a camera.
Aww.
Like, that's really all it is.
And it's like, you leave behind all the work. It's like kind of like why we like doing what we
exactly.
do here.
Yeah.
It's like an hour of just
us. Of just this, guys. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of a nice little break.
Yeah.
And we play on Saturday afternoons, which is like a
good.
Nice time to like get together and just hang out.
Yeah. Do you guys have any advice for any college students who are looking to branch off and pursue a passion project in any capacity in addition to being a student?
Just go for it. I mean, I had the same thing. I was spending so much time just like thinking about doing this and planning it and like not doing anything. But eventually Tommy Walters, who used to go
here. Oh, he ran here as well, yes.
He's sort of the executive producer on it.
Is he a member of does he like D&D and stuff?
Yeah, he plays D&D. Okay. I told him about my idea.
Does he
D&D?
Does he D&D? That's a verb. That's a verb.
D&D.
Does he
D&D?
Can you want some D&D?
I can't finish it.
I know.
But he like, I told him about the idea, and he was like, we should make this happen. Let's start a Kickstarter. So, like, he really jump-started me. But, like, just go for it. Like, it's gonna be more to do, but I feel like you're gonna have a better time in your life if you're doing it, so you're gonna be more willing to do the other
stuff. And people are gonna support you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, that's something we don't talk about enough, is that we did a Kickstarter for this, and we got a crazy amount of support.
Yeah.
Why did you need a Kickstarter? Yeah. Can you talk about? Oh my god.
Yeah, cameras are expensive.
So like, you have like an actual, like,
we have a whole setup. Cameras. It's, well, professionals maybe not. We have like studio lights, and we have three cameras, a GoPro, and three microphones.
Again, this is all in their home, guys.
That's
this
way
is
more
great.
Of a
this
professional
great.
Setup than we have, Rin.
We have a cell phone. we're investing in microphones.
Yeah. Ooh. I actually asked for that for Hanukkah. My brother's getting
it for Christmas.
No way!
Sorry, little microphones.
They're really nice to have, honestly. Yeah. Like, because not only, like, I can use it for this, but also for other people have been like, hey, can I come record something in your house? Oh. I'm like, yeah, so.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Use it to self-tape anything.
Or... Yeah, no, me and Elena are making voice reels.
Oh.
For,
wow, the professional.
For, like, voice acting and stuff.
Crazy. That's crazy.
So, it's cool to have. I mean, also another reason to do stuff, you'll have these extra, like, features in your life that you can call upon, you know. Yeah. So,
cool.
So how did you find D&D? Because like we said, it started in the 70s. How did you find it again? Or, like, did you just see it from Critical Role?
Well, I've been playing it forever. I mean, like, it went away from like the zeitgeist for a while, but it's been going strong.
Can you elaborate?
The zeitgeist is like the spirit of the people, you know.
What's popular right now?
Pop culture.
What it's called?
Yeah.
I know things now.
Rin's in college, contrary to popular belief.
I'm not a senior in high school. I was a senior in college.
That's why I recall not your average college best friend.
I stayed silent, but I've never heard that word before.
See, Sophia, it's not just me.
Griffin, I say that word like
every day. Contrary to popular belief, Griffin's in college.
All right, Sophia and I are here with the vocabulary words.
Yeah, we also knew the
vocabulary words.
I'm an English major.
You knew it. You gotta drop one.
Wait a minute. So is Griffin.
Okay.
Minor.
Oh, no. Phantasmagoria.
Phantasmagoria. What does it mean? Explain it.
Yeah, define it.
What, phantasmagoria?
It's good etymology.
Is it like
phantasma
is like
phantasmic, like from Disney
World? Like that's
Fantasia. No, phantasmic is what happens at MGM.
Hold on. I'm gonna Google the exact definition.
It's at MGM Studios. It's a great experience.
Oh my god, watch it. I'm doubting it. I don't know what it could be. Alyssa's Googling it.
I'm Googling it because I don't want to get this definition wrong.
I feel like you didn't know it and you just dropped it.
It's a series of imaginary images like those seen in a dream.
You just read that off of your phone. How am I supposed to know you knew that?
I like that.
It was Fantasmagoria.
It is.
Fantasmagoria.
It's like a word. Disney was smart.
Mm. Ooh. Yes, he was.
Oh my gosh, I forget where we were in the conversation.
How did we find D&D?
Oh, I was thank you, Blake, for keeping us on topic.
Thank God.
No, I mean, because I've played ever since middle school. Like, it's been around. It's been going strong ever since it started. It just sort of, like, when it first started, it got big.
That's the word.
Yeah. Oh, it got big because people were like, this is sin. the Catholic Church was said this.
Oh, as a Catholic, that makes sense to me.
It's the devil
himself. Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
So there was a big, like, anti-D&D movement for a while, and then it sort of just faded to the background.
Popular. Oh.
Yeah, but then after that went away, it sort of faded to the background for a little bit because it's just the nerds who played it, and then, like...
I don't consider you guys nerds.
Well, it's really? Back. It's back in popular.
No,
I'd say
you're very kind.
No, you say that because it's in the majority here. We're the nerds for not playing it.
Oh, you're right. We're the nerds.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, that's how it is at this school. Is less people play it. We're the nerds if we don't play it. But like,
it's a really weird dynamic here.
But yeah, it came back because of this stuff. But it's been going for a while. Me and some friends, and we started in middle school, and I've been playing ever since.
So Griffin, you found it in around so.
I'd always known about it and like known about like these sort of games, because like D&D is not the only
role playing
type of game.
It's sort of the big button one, but like there's tons.
Would never have known.
And I always wanted to do it, but then like I got the opportunity in Arezzo.
Alyssa, I know you've been playing for a while as well.
Yeah, the first time I ever actually played was the summer before sophomore year of college.
Okay.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That's very recent.
That's
really recent.
I told my friends from high school, I was like, guys, I really want to play this, and we haven't played it, so can we play it? And they're like, yeah. So we played it, and the first time I ever played D&D, I was the DM, which was a mistake.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Wow, I thought you had been playing for so much long. Wait, the summer before your sophomore year, and we played for the first time sophomore year.
Yeah.
This is actually blowing
my mind. Your mind is blown right now.
Wait, I don't know how to comprehend this. That's like Ryan telling me he's not a tenor.
That's not true.
You're not a tenor?
He says he's not a tenor. Is that
you? You can hit, you can hit the notes in that stupid audition.
I'm a contralto. There's a difference.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Gross. I'm like a countertenor.
Okay, I'll allow that.
I don't know what it means either, but no. It's just, I refuse to accept that you're not a tenor. My voice
tends to be like in a mixy head voice.
Oh, yes.
And like the belt. Of a, the belt
yeah,
of
you don't really belt.
Yeah, I only belt when I need to. And like the belt of a tenor.
I only belt when I need to.
So yeah.
No, that's such save the world with my belt.
And like, I don't have to show off like people at the school do who are tenors.
You, I
see. Am I wrong? Am
no,
I,
you're
I, thank
not
you.
Wrong. Being a tenor in musical theater today is
unhealthy.
Unhealthy
and
annoying.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Sorry, that is a tangent, but I yes.
My mind is further blown. There was such a read going on.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's
is this
a good
what every,
turn.
Every we all, week is like
and going out up
what, you don't know, Griffin?
We already established. I'm gonna know. This is fun, though.
Yeah, this is gonna
yeah.
Be, this is like
no,
a,
we're actually gonna watch Dungeon Party now.
I
you're actually
want
gonna
to.
Listen. Yeah.
How long are your videos
how long are episodes?
Be?
2 hours.
Oh!
You can break them up. You don't have to watch the whole thing.
So I have to sit and watch a movie almost like this. Okay.
Yeah. Critical episodes are four hours.
Oh my god, I
you
remember you watching
those.
It was ridiculous.
4 hours straight?
Well, do you remember they used to like hole up in a room with like the blankets and like.
Yeah, and Retzo.
And like they'd come out like bleary eyed. Like,
I haven't seen the sunlight in years.
We would watch multiple episodes too. It was something.
Oh
yeah, you don't have to watch
wow.
it all at once.
Okay.
Like it's got a flow to it. You can stop and start.
And that's like the benefit of a podcast, because there's also a podcast component that's gonna.
I don't know when this is gonna go out, but
yeah.
Maybe
this
by the time
episode
it
will be
goes
up
next week.
Maybe our podcast will be up at that point. I'm not sure.
Wow.
It's
well,
just
if it
the
is.
Sound of our. It's the sound of our videos, but also in podcast form. If people.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
So
okay.
If you want to watch it. You guys
if
can
you're
still
like
to
drive
to
or
it.
Whatever.
Kind of
yeah.
Like when you're watching sports and like you can like you're listening to sports.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
on
yeah.
The radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, a bunch of podcasts do that where
yeah.
They like
yeah.
Film
yeah.
It so you can see them.
Yeah.
Nerd sports.
I feel like I have a much better understanding of what this
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Me too.
No, like I not to seem like ignorant, but like I was like, oh, it's just people sitting in a room like pretending to be like. Gargoyles and stuff.
I know.
It's essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it is, but like, I feel like there's more to it. Like, now there's
and then they're just, like,
the acting component
voice.
To it.
Oh, yeah.
There's
yeah.
Like the mind, the mastermind behind being, yeah. not, in a sense, like the dungeon master has
yeah.
to, like,
dungeon
have a
mastermind.
Mastermind. Yeah, has to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
New
it's
title.
Very, I feel like it's very improv-y almost.
Yeah, very,
yeah, definitely.
Almost
yeah.
Not, wow.
Well, it's cool too because you also have to. You can't do whatever you want because you're not your character.
Mm-hmm.
So you
yeah.
have to do things within the constraints of whatever alignment you picked, for example,
wow.
Oh.
Chaotic good or whatever.
Right.
Oh my god, am I chaotic evil?
What are we?
Yeah.
We finished
yeah.
making
I'm chaotic evil.
Yeah, obviously you are.
Oh, okay.
Brian's not chaotic evil.
I feel like I'm neutral.
No, chaotic evil is like murdering.
Am I
oh, yeah.
neutral?
No, he's chaotic neutral.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're
chaotic,
chaotic
neutral.
Okay.
You're definitely the chaotic.
I'm a Gemini.
Neutral.
It's kind of a
oh,
Gemini.
Yeah, you're chaotic,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Sophia, your turn.
Chaotic good?
Yeah.
I'd say chaotic good.
Neutral
maybe
good.
Neutral good.
Maybe neutral good.
Ooh, that's thrilling.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Like, is chaotic neutral?
That makes sense.
Griffin.
Griffy.
I don't know
what you are.
Maybe true neutral?
I feel like
yeah.
it
yeah.
could be
true
neutral.
It's very,
sure.
like, that's a center box, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Center box.
Yeah.
What's the top one?
Neutral good?
It's like there's
yeah.
like boxes, aren't there?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Wait,
what
like
is
a grid
lawful, neutral,
lawful?
Evil?
Who is lawful?
Wait.
Is anyone lawful?
Alyssa's
lawful.
You're
lawful.
I'm
not
lawful.
You're lawful.
She's lawful.
No, we were talking in our house
lawful.
The other day.
She's a waffle.
I want a waffle.
Can I please get a waffle? Fine.
Wait, I've actually been craving waffles.
I had a waffle at Dining Hall yesterday.
Oh, I want a waffle
at
Dining Hall.
They weren't as good as I thought they
did
were.
Did you make
being.
It with
yeah.
a little waffle
the
press?
The waffle
with
press
like the Nielenberg M on it?
Yeah, it wasn't
oh,
the same.
Oh, it makes it great.
I put ice cream on it though, and
yeah.
that tasted good.
Ooh, that's
and also
good.
You could put like the Oreo
sprinkles
the Oreo
Oreos
crumbles
they have
and
Oreo crumbles?
Bananas.
To be healthy,
oh,
be healthy.
What if you put like,
I like bananas.
Be happy, be healthy.
Froyo on it.
Ooh, yeah.
I
yeah.
put
Ooh.
Fried chicken and syrup on it.
Oh, yes!
There
yes.
are people who hate chicken and waffles and people
no.
who love it.
Listen,
Alyssa, that's a sexy
fanatic.
Decision.
Thank you.
Do not
there
like
is
chicken
a
and
I
can't
waffle. Say I've just never tried it.
You really?
Try chicken
it?
And waffles
you
with
should.
Syrup.
It's good.
It's
I like
good.
It.
Chicken and waffles with like gravy instead of
Whoa.
Syrup. Is
what?
Not better.
That just made me
that's
question
sexy.
My whole existence in
yeah,
life.
That sounds amazing.
But Blake, you should head on over to IHOP. They have good chicken and waffles.
They
have
good chicken and waffles.
I guess okay. this is a shameless plug for IHOP, even though
we are
not sponsored. IHOP, if you want
to
sponsor us,
you should get
IHOP.
To sponsor
we would
you.
Love.
Oh my god, if IHOP sponsored
us,
we would eat all the.
So yeah,
we would eat all of the pancakes necessary. Remember, they were IHOP.
Necessary. It wouldn't. like, unnecessary. We would do it in a heartbeat.
I remember when IHOP was IHOP for a while, and then they were like, that's bad. Let's give out
free
pancakes.
Why did they do this?
No, because they wanted to promote their burger, but it was always going to be temporary. It was never like, we're actually IHOP.
But then they were like, we feel bad. We're giving you free pancakes because of this stuff.
A weird brand.
I got free pancakes the day they changed it back to IHOP.
Lucky you.
That's a weird brand.
I came back twice, though, and they were like, you were already here. You can't get more free pancakes. And I went, oh.
They remember.
To divert the conversation a little bit, we want to know about the shows that you guys are currently binging on television.
Yeah, I was
going to
ask.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
We're watching
Peaky Blinders.
We're watching Peaky
Blinders. You are? That's I love that show. Too.
We're only on season two.
Okay.
We literally just watched the last episode of season one with, you know, how it ends. And it's just like, what happened? We're really nervous about it.
Oh, my God. No, okay. So season two, great. Season three goes down a little bit. Season four, amazing. That's what Elena says.
And you watched Vikings with Elena last year.
Oh,
that.
We're still watching
it. You still watch
it.
Vikings?
Yeah.
Still watching
so
it.
That's a good show. We all watch Game of Thrones here, right?
Mm-hmm. No. I don't.
Okay. Here's the thing. The common denominator of all those shows that you named is the most attractive actors on television.
They all are very attractive people.
Oh, absolutely.
Cillian Murphy is so sexy. A goddamn dreamboat.
I have to say, I also love the actor that plays Arthur.
Yeah.
I love him because he's just wild, you know? Yeah. Like,
I feel bad for Arthur.
Oh my God, I know. Yeah. He has such an arc, though. It's crazy.
Good, I'm glad.
Griffin, what about you? What are you watching?
I'm currently rewatching. Westworld.
Season two. I finished it during the summer and I had questions.
I love Westworld. Yeah. It's my favorite show.
I know you do, but did you have questions like I did the entire season two?
But that's the point.
I feel like to an extent, a TV show should not have me question that much every episode.
Yeah, I agree.
What were your questions? What were you so confused about?
The timeline.
Okay.
And like, yes, the timeline was revealed.
I had to extensively research from season one, and I'm going to watch season two. And it's so cool because...
To see everything fit
and knowing what you know.
Especially the ending of season two.
The
ending of season two where we find out who is who.
Is Ryan a theater kid or is Ryan a theater kid?
Throughout the episodes.
Wait, Griffin, I'm actually kind of mad at you because I showed you a show this summer, 3%, and you clearly haven't watched it yet, and it's so good.
Can I be honest? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, my God! We were downstairs in the basement at work.
What's the plot?
It's like the dystopian
Portuguese?
Yeah.
Portuguese. Yes.
Right.
Wait, you've watched
it? You told me this.
Oh, good. I told you. It's so good.
It was really cool. We were watching it during work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Someone actually in the office told me they listened to this podcast.
This one?
Yeah. Sorry, I called you out one time.
Oh, that's we did?
For signing me in when I didn't show up.
Oh, yes, we did that.
Threw me under the bus.
We threw Sophie.
Speaking of which, I found out I have to work at 8 a.m. on Saturday, so that's terrible.
Why?
That's semester ridiculous.
This semester. Well, just because we have to do one day of working on the Saturday.
Oh,
and
you still haven't done that?
And, well, my thinking was at the beginning of the semester, I was like, I'll get it done later. And no, that was later.
Griffin and Sophia both work.
I have my final tour tomorrow. My final tour ever tomorrow.
Good for you.
You'll do it next semester?
Well, seniors are retired.
Oh, my gosh.
What about next week?
I go on Fridays. So I don't think we give a tour on Friday, and even if we do, I have performance day.
Cool.
Yeah, we have to do performance day.
Rin and I are going to.
Are you guys in performance day at all? Any of you?
No.
I've been in performance day since sophomore year.
Performance day for those who don't know is the final for every dance class.
It's our final for every dance technique performance class. Every single dance class goes to the giant theater at our school, and we watch every single.
Do they know what school you go to?
We talk about Muhlenberg College. That was our first.
Yeah, we go to Muhlenberg College.
There.
It's Muhlenberg College.
Alyssa fucking doxed us in the first episode of Dungeon.
I did dox us.
What did you say?
I started to say our address. I was doxed.
I don't want them to know where I live. I mean.
I also did it recently, like, it was like our P.O. box, and then I went, yes, our address is. He always cuts me off before I get to the address part, though.
You don't want stalkers.
Yeah.
No,
actually,
I know
maybe,
that.
I feel like if you have stalkers, you've made it.
Rin.
Sorry, I don't want stalkers.
No, 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 no. I like.
Thank you. I agree with you.
You
know I'm right.
I agree with you. If you have stalkers, you've made it.
I've made it.
I think here's the thing.
They can say that because they're men, and they've never actually experienced a stalker before.
No, I have. I've been stalked.
Blake was stalked, actually.
Blake's life is a series of unfortunate events.
He told me.
No, I've actually been stalked.
Was it freshman year you told me this story?
It was my senior year of high school that happened, so I must have told you freshman year. Yeah,
Blake and I were best friends freshman year.
We were. We actually were.
Like, inseparable.
Yeah. Contrary to popular belief.
No. Like people.
When I tell people that, they're like, really? I'm like, what is so hard to believe about?
Because no one liked me freshman year.
I liked you freshman
year. Are you kidding me? That's when we became best friends. Yeah. Shut up.
I was making a joke.
It was a bad one.
It was a bad joke.
I've never seen such fear in his eyes.
Yeah, it's clear what the dom-sub relationship is here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the submissive.
Oh, I don't know if I should say this on the podcast.
It. What?
Yeah, say it.
But, okay, so today in my Japanese theater history class, we were telling...
So Blake is in a Japanese theater history class because he speaks Japanese fluently.
Well, not fluently anymore.
But very fluently.
But nobody else does in the class. Anyway, so we're doing Rakugo, which is like stand-up, effectively. And we're
in Japanese?
No, in English. But it's a Japanese story. Dude, it's a really stupid...
Okay, sorry.
It's a weird class. But we're telling stories. And somebody comes up. I don't want to say the name
say the name.
But he went to Arezzo with us and he wears flowy pants.
He went to Arezzo.
You know where this is going, don't you, Ryan?
And Ryan.
No, I don't know where this is going. Don't you? Yes. No! Don't you dare bring it up! No! My parents listen to this. We're skipping it. I know what you mean. Wow, thank you for calling me out. This is great.
He was telling a story.
Why did he tell that story?
That involved you.
Is it the story of freshman year?
It is. You know the story. But he didn't say it was about you. I'm not going to tell the story. Okay. But he renamed himself Henry for some reason and renamed you Jack. But like while he was telling it, instead of saying, and then Henry said, every now and again he'd be like, and then I said, and we're like, we know it's you, dude. And the whole time I'm like, this is about Ryan. I've heard this story before from Ryan. It was the craziest fucking day of my whole life.
Wait, I feel bad that... We're like not telling the story. All we're gonna say
tell the story.
I'm not gonna tell the story.
It's an awkward situation. It's an awkward
situation. Ryan gets himself into very awkward situations with just a lot of people.
Just about everybody, apparently.
Just about everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I have fun experiences.
Fun?
No, I have experiences that can be looked at as fun after years of looking at it.
I don't think either of you is ever going to look at that as a fun experience.
He sure doesn't.
Can you tell me the story?
I'll tell you when this is over.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you guys.
So right now.
We thank you guys for tuning in. Super special. Oh, sorry.
We're taking our guests.
Our guest. Thank you.
Is this how it ends? Did I kill the podcast?
No. We always do 30 minutes. We're having a little over, actually.
We're a little over. Okay. But thank you to our very special guests, Blake Peebles, Griffin O'Connor, and Alyssa Crook for being here today. Everyone, watch Dungeon Party.
You
may or may not catch yours truly, your co-hosts, on an episode of Dungeon Party fumbling our way through.
We might try that, actually.
We definitely should.
I feel like they want us to be on. They don't want us to be on anymore.
If you want to, we'll do a one show with you guys.
We would love to be on for one show.
I'd love to sit there for 2 hours and play a character.
So why not? Because what this is. It's crossover. Yeah. You guys are experiencing our podcast.
It's crossover week. It's like How to Get Away with Murder and like Scandal, or like Grey's Anatomy and Station House.
Or which Riverdale one? And Riverdale the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Which one are you on? Can we be Sabrina?
We'll
be Riverdale because we're a train wreck.
And we're being sued by the Satanic Church.
They are being sued. Okay, so Chilling. People don't know. The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina talks about the Satanist Church, and they copyrighted a statue of their church. They copyrighted a statue, and it's in every one of their episodes. And they're being sued for how much money now?
A ton of money.
So it's going to have to go off Netflix.
They're still going on for season 2, though. It's still coming.
Yeah, it's going to have to go off Netflix. They're going to have to what? Like, I think they're CGIing out the statue or something. And then it's going back on Netflix. But there's a Christmas special of Chilling Adventures.
Well, that's what matters.
It's out now?
No, December 7th or like 14th.
All right. As always, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks for having us.
No, we love you guys.
It was literally our pleasure. Our first guest, guys, and we were all here for it.
It was
no
great.
Way. It's exciting. We love you guys a lot. And we love you, our audience,
you
so
guys.
Much. Thank you for tuning in to listen to
Every
this
week.
Week's episode of Not Your Average College Best Friends.
Not Your Average College Best Friends.
As always, you can contact us at nyacbpodcast@gmail.com.
She has it down, and you can follow our Instagrams, RyanConnellyTwenty1 or SoFX Rose.
RyanConnelly21.
It's fine. We're good.
All right.
And do you guys want to say your Instagram handles?
Dungeon Party Show.
Oh, do you have? Okay, they have
Dungeon
their own
Party
Instagram.
Show.
Dungeon Party Show on Instagram.
Yes.
Dungeon Party Show on Facebook. Dungeon Party Show on YouTube.
Yes.
Also Twitter, but we're banned.
Hands out, Griffin.